Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Tom Garbin, Superintendent for the Macoupa County Veterans Assistance Commission. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Well, thank you.
Tom, today we're going to discuss, obviously, the Macoupa County Veterans Assistance Commission. And as we start off, maybe you could give us some of the history of why and how the Veterans Assistance Commission got its start within Macoupa County.
Certainly. But before that, what I'd like to do, Rick, is I want to thank WSMI for providing a vehicle for us to reach out to the veterans of Macoupa County. Now, as far as a background, the Veterans Assistance Commission was formed in September of 2003, and it's actually operated by a board of trustees, which is comprised of veterans organizations like the AMVETS and the American Legion, VFW, the Disabled American Veterans, and those are all within Macoupa County. We have delegates from each, usually two delegates from each post, meaning, you know, the AMVETS and the American Legion and so forth. And we're literally veterans helping veterans, and we're very proud of that, and it's very rewarding. The commission actually gets its funding from the county by way of a property tax levy of 2%. Originally, our office was located at the lower level of Carlinville Post Office, but roughly 5 years ago, we moved to our current location in the Farm Bureau building at 220 North Broad Street in Carlinville.
Tom, while you probably could assist any veteran with some question they might have if they contact you, the commission has specific guidelines of what they can do, and if you could you explain what you can do, and then maybe, you know, if you want to talk about some of the other agencies I'm sure you could recommend somebody to or that could be able to possibly help a vet as well, go ahead and do that.
Certainly. Our mission actually is to provide general assistance to qualified veterans and their families who might need some help and support. It's not intended to provide ongoing financial support for a long period of time. We can provide financial support for food, rental assistance, utilities such as the power bills or the water bills, and we can also help with help the veteran with the employment issues. Many of them are laid off and they need some help finding employment, so we work with the Employment Division and, you know, Illinois Employment Division, and try to help them get jobs. Additionally, we can assist them finding employment, claim filing, pensions, and death, burial benefits, and service-connected disabilities. In addition to that, we have a resource that I like to use is the Veteran Service Officer of Macoupa County, and that's Julie Law over in the North Plaza. If I can't help a veteran, I will send them to our VSO, Julie Law.
And Tom, would that be like when you say you would send them to Julie Law, maybe like for something more like long-term help or something to do that has a more longevity to it, correct?
That's correct. And actually, we don't have the means to get online directly into the Veterans Assistance or into the Veterans Administration in St. Louis, where Julie has access to that. And she can get online and actually fill out reports while the veteran's sitting in front of her. So it's a really good resource.
I'm sure there are guidelines as well for a veteran that may reach out to you to maybe get some temporary assistance. What is your guidelines? Say a veteran contacts you and thinks they need some assistance. What do they have to do?
Yeah, certainly. We have eligibility requirements, and first of all, the applicant must have served in the armed forces of the United States and must have an honorable discharge. And secondly, we require that they provide us with a copy of their discharge papers, which is the form DD-214. which the veterans usually are very familiar with. And we also have some eligibility requirements, and we work with the Department of Public Aid, and also we never give cash to any of our veterans. It's all authorized by myself and by way of vouchers, and we require a receipt from the place of purchase. Currently, we're receiving an unusually high demand because of the COVID-19, that being that many of our veterans have been laid off or are actually released from their employment. So we've actually had an increase over the last 6 months, I would say. And now, of course, with the holidays coming around, we'll probably get some more needy veterans wanting some help with food vouchers and so forth.
As you say, more veterans are needing help and things like that at this time. What are some of the ways that you try to go about letting veterans know that these services are out there, per se, like this radio interview and things like that?
Sure. Because of our desire to reach out to as many veterans, needy veterans, as we possibly can, we've developed various means of outreach. And we currently provide 3 satellite offices in strategic locations within Macoupin County, that being Benalde, Bunker Hill, and Girard. Now, I might point out, like our audience to understand that we're going to suspend Bunker Hill operation at the end of the year. There's just not enough traffic for us to stay over there, and we can always open that back up if we have the need. Okay, additionally, we have WSMI Radio, which is, like I said at the beginning, that it's a valuable resource for us, and it's amazing how many people, how many veterans you guys reach. A lot of times they'll say, if I had to change a date for a particular mobile site visit, I'll ask the veteran, "Oh, how'd you find out that I changed the date?" And they refer directly to WSMI Radio, which again, I thank you for that. And additionally, we have a website, and we have email, and we post flyers throughout the various places in the county, letting them know when we're going to be at certain locations. And we have a Facebook page.
You have several ways that you reach out to veterans or veterans can contact you. And as we come to the end of the show, you know, a veteran heard something today, maybe they didn't hear enough, want to see if maybe they qualify, maybe they don't, or would just like to talk to you about more information. You have some office hours and a phone number. What would that be?
Our office hours are from 7 until 3. 7 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. And any veteran that like to reach us, either they can do so by email or call us by phone, and our number, of course, is area code 217-854-5249.
Tom Garvin, Superintendent of the Macoupin County Veterans Assistance Commission, thank you for joining us on the forum program this weekend.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.